Welcome to Nevada News. Megan's on the program today. Some business opportunities. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Chip Evans, who is the Nevada director of the Clean Tech Open.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Chip Evans. Frequent guest on this program is a pundit representing the Nevada Dems. On this occasion, he's here as the Nevada Director for Clean Tech Open. So let's start out with the first question. What is Clean Tech Open?
Oh, well, thank you. It's a great place to start. Thanks for having me. It is the world's largest accelerator for clean technology companies.
What does that mean?
It means that there's a process that's been designed to find great ideas, to provide them mentors, to provide them the training they need to create a successful business model to implement that technology, and then provide them lots of visibility and training to make presentations to the investor community. And one of its greatest assets so far, which is a real key for the technology in clean tech moving forward, is access to capital. And so it basically operates off a premise that says all these great technology innovations really won't go forward unless there's a solid business model underneath them to sustain them.
So this is private sector based?
Totally private sector. This is a nonprofit organization founded in 2006. Founded out of Silicon Valley. And really, there's a good story there. I mean, these are people, companies, and investors that were getting a lot of good ideas, but kind of half-cooked ideas to move forward in the clean technology world. And their best result was to put it into the form of a contest and basically allow people to apply, put them through a process of making it a mature business idea, and then at the end of it, judge whether it is worth funding and going forward.
So who are the people who compete? I mean, when you talk about competition, a lot of people think kids or college kids, but this isn't just limited to that.
Yeah, this is so there's a range. There's a range from student teams all the way to ongoing businesses. The limits are that they cannot have gotten so much investment capital already. There's a $5 million sort of limit to that, which, by the way, is not an issue for most of the Nevada companies I've talked to so far. In addition to that, there are six categories. If they've got a technology that's in renewable energy or energy efficiency, and about 40% of the entries I saw at last year's November event when I first went were about saving energy. And then there's green building, which there's a lot of effort going on in that area. There's air, water, and waste. There's transportation, and there's smart power. And there's kind of an emerging category having to do perhaps with agricultural developments.
Let me ask you this. You know, as I talk to other business people, and I say to them, if you knew what it was like to run a business before you got into business, you probably would have never started your business. What kind of reaction do you get from these folks who are not business savvy, and you explain to them the facts of life, you know, taxes, regulations, dealing with the governments on various levels? How do they respond to you?
Well,
do they start crying?
If you take for the a little bit of that,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
every business person out there listening or watching is going,
right. Well, you know, surprisingly, so you're taking the model of the technologist who has the great idea, and that's a great place to start. It's not the only place that you start, though. But you know, very quickly they understand I probably need some partners, and those partners may be in the form of other people who are into the management thing, or into the business development thing, or the marketing segment. Or it could be that, you know, this is a technology that really my ultimate goal is to convince Chevron Energy Systems that this is the neatest thing since sliced bread, and look for a strategic partnership in their segment. So it will be a failure if you make the assumption that every technologist is going to evolve into this large business runner type of person. So
there's some success stories out there. Can you tell us about some of the successes that have come from clean tech?
Well, it's primarily, first off, I'm relatively new to clean tech, so I don't know all the stories as well as some others. But there were three companies that got entered into this contest through NYREC last year.
And they Who's NYREC?
NYREC is the Nevada Institute for Renewable Energy Commercialization, and whose mission is very similar to clean tech's in many regards. And so their three teams competed through the California chapters of Clean Tech Open. All three of them were winners in different categories, and they received, I think two of them received $20,000 each in cash and services, and one of them received a $50,000 cash and services prize. But what's really interesting is, and one definition of success is, you know, how much better able are they to approach the market. One of the companies came in with a smart thermostat, and through the process of working with people who know that market and know the sales channels, we're convinced that, you know, that's a pretty crowded market, and there's lots of money being invested in that already. And at the end of it, it turns out that they identified that, you know, we've got a really, really smart set of software here. And now that company is being sponsored by Toyota and others to use this smart software in managing energy in their showrooms. So that's a Nevada success story.
All right, let's take a break. More with Chip Evans. Fascinating topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you can wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chip Evans. He is the Nevada Director for Clean Tech Open. Now, there is an actual contest going on very soon. Are people able to get involved in this now?
Yes. I have until the end of May 8th to sign up teams to register as participants in the competition. I've just been down in Las Vegas the last couple of weeks working with the folks at UNLV who have a number of teams they can submit. Great success story. As I mentioned earlier, we sent three teams from Nevada into this competition last year, and I just signed on in the middle of January to participate in my role, and I promised that we'd have seven from Nevada, and I'm pleased to say at this moment we have 14 registered and commitments from another four.
What kind of efforts?
Well, I've been doing a series of business briefings involving the economic development community folks, and we had a wonderful launch event involving the academic community, which is certainly a real key resource here to provide both the technologies and some mentors, and working through those routes.
Is there an area of study in the clean tech world that Nevadans are more suited for? You know, we have such a great abundance of solar. That's something that everybody talks about. Mm-hmm. Do you see that where you have strengths in various regions and you're going to have teams that focus on that?
You know, I haven't been at it long enough to make that pattern clear yet. The anecdotal information would indicate, well, you know, there are very few places that are doing as much in the thermal energy area as Nevada is, in the research area.
In the geothermal?
Geothermal. And similarly, I know we're doing a lot of, there are a lot of people here that are working on various aspects of solar panels, and I keep hearing a lot about that. But surprisingly, the applicants that we have so far this year that I'm aware of, you know, are all the way from creating flax pellets to replace wood pellets to a special lubricant that is so good that it saves energy in its applications. And so the amount of cool ideas that are out there are just all over the board. And
you were talking about economic development authorities.
Yes.
How involved are they with you? Because it would seem to me that they would be very excited, not just for the groups that are coming out of Nevada, but for the ones that are coming out of California as well, to grab those and mm-hmm. bring them to Nevada.
And they've been terrific. As a matter of fact, my very last business briefing is this coming Thursday at EDON here in Reno. Steve Hill's been very supportive from the state office. As a matter of fact, I talked with somebody from our State Department of Energy, and are likely going to have some actual staff support out of that organization. So this fits right into the Brookings Institute targets. You know, clean tech energy startups are a key to our economic growth here in Nevada, and this is a key linchpin, I think, for doing what we want to have done here in Nevada. So.
Well, you're right to mention, you know, you do have certain Nevada companies. We are great for geothermal. We have, you know, you brought up flax pellets to replace wood pellets. Mm-hmm. The inventor of the wood pellet actually lives in this area. So Nevada does have that core of innovators and inventors that do live here. Has there been something that surprised you that you'd say, gosh, I didn't know about that. I didn't know that was here in our state?
Well, I'm getting surprised a lot because this isn't an area I've actually spent my time in. You know, most of my career in Silicon Valley was in high technology, things like semiconductors and computers and that sort of thing. So I'm not... Everything's a new day for me. What I have found was really interesting is how much is going on in the biomass field and how the test sites that are needed for that are perhaps really well suited for Nevada. To your model, Sam, there's a company out of San Francisco of PhDs that have developed this little creature that eats things that now needs a test site. And we've been talking with them extensively about potentially having that set up in Fernley along a rail line, and perhaps even pumping the result of that into the Fallon Naval Air Station to meet some of their fuel requirements for alternate fuels. So
when you say something to eat something, be a little more specific.
These are small...
microbes?
These are small organisms that...
And what do they eat?
They eat garbage. They eat tires. They eat all kinds of things. And it depends on what you want to come out the other end.
Methane or...
Syngas is what they try to start with.
Gas?
Yes, which gets produced...
Because in Nevada, you say syngas and somebody's thinking a whole different topic there.
Yeah. So anyway, there are a lot of different microbes that are being developed and organisms to have different results that have great capacity for dealing with waste and preserving
water. Yeah, I mean,
that's
actually a big area, is in consuming waste and turning it into all kinds of energy. Well, this sounds fascinating, and, you know, one of the things that strikes me listening to you talking about this is that when people talk about, and it's not me, but there are some people that talk about America's best days being behind it, I look at things like this and say, no, we are moving towards the future rapidly, and it's organizations like this that I think are encouraging that.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why I'm excited to be part of it. Just to put the punch into it, the obstacles for clean tech startups are usually pretty clear. You know, one is getting a good business model. Second is finding the funding to do a demonstration project of some sort. And we're fortunate in that Nevada Energy has signed up to be our first sponsor here in Nevada and can perhaps help us set up some of those projects. And then the key thing is also access to capital along the different stages. And this organization, and it's going to take some other funding sources as well, is really well suited. So out of 581 companies that have gone through this process so far since 2006, they've gathered over $660 million of external funding, which is just huge.
All right. Well, if people are interested in being a part of this contest, we'll put a link on our links page at NevadaNewsmakers.com if people want to get more information about this. And good luck with this. It sounds very exciting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Come back and
tell us
about
the
results.
I'll be glad to do that.
All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
If you've been in an accident, you don't have to go it alone. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll take care of you so you can get well.
Hey kids, we're going to the Aces.
Just baseball. Ace ball.
Your Reno Aces are back home to face the in-state rival Las Vegas 51s April 30th through May 3rd. Then the Tacoma Rainiers come to town May 4th through the 7th. To get your tickets, call 334-7000 or log on to the Aces website at renoaces.com.
Attention women who have taken birth control. The popular birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella have been linked to serious and deadly side effects.
If you took one of the popular birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and suffered a heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, DVT, or blood clot, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
Call 800-247-4397. That's 800-247-4397. 800-247-4397.
Don't wait all morning to plan your day. The weather forecast you need when you need it every weekday morning with Weather on the Fours.
It's weather when you want it, so you don't have to wait.
Weather on the Fours, only on News 4 today. The Fact Finder team, only on News 4.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Mary Lau is here. She is the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Jill Derby is the former Nevada Democratic Party chair, and along here with Paul Enos. So let's start out with an interesting story that came out of the New York Times yesterday. They have now been in the habit in the last week or so of not writing articles but books for us to consume on the weekend. The big one last week was about Walmart and the bribery scandal down in Mexico. Yesterday's story was about how Apple sidesteps billions in taxes, and talking about how a handful of employees in a small office right here in Reno has done something central to its corporate strategy. It has avoided millions of taxes in California and 20 other states. What do you think about this? Is it that not a normal business practice?
I was going to say, I think it's a totally asinine story, because of course it's a normal business practice, and that's one of the things you're responsible to do to your stockholders, is optimize your incomes and optimize your business opportunities. Nevada spends a lot of time promoting itself as a Delaware of the West. We spend a lot of time in our Secretary of State's office making sure that businesses can incorporate here fairly and justly. And 20 years ago, when I first got in this business, GE Capital was the one that invested money through here. So it's a standard operating procedure, but it goes back to let's start the jealousy and the anger and the competition stuff going. They're avoiding something. They pay over $1 billion in taxes.
Okay, but now I play the devil's advocate and say, how does this differ from Amazon?
Amazon doesn't owe those taxes. Amazon pays their taxes. It is the public that owes the taxes, and it's a public law that says sales tax is required to be collected.
Use tax.
Well, it's sales tax, actually. When you send it through and you don't pay it, then you're obligated to get a form from the state of Nevada and pay the use tax. Now, the one thing about economic platforms and computer platforms is it's getting closer and closer to the day when everybody will know when Mary Lau orders on the internet, and you're going to either collect it at that time or you're going to get a bill.
Now, I'm also required to pay a tax, a use tax, if I buy something out of state and bring it in.
Absolutely.
To Nevada.
That's so, a use tax.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that is a use tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank you.
Jill?
Well, I mean, I think there are two points to make, and one of them, it does raise a strategy question about Nevada. And a frustrating thing is to read that and know the enormous wealth of Apple and realize it's probably an office with five or six people here in Reno. We don't really benefit from that at all. And I think it raises questions about, because we're looking at our own economic shortcomings and how we manage all that in terms of corporate taxes and how we attract businesses and whether that it helps our economy or not. So I think that's one issue I'd like to raise. But of course, when you talk about Amazon, there's the other issue that now we are going to be seeing some revenue.
But to say it doesn't benefit, okay, Apple's one case. Microsoft is another case. Microsoft started out with a handful of people. They now have over 200 people in Microsoft licensing in Reno. You know, these are people who, you know, even if it is five or six employees, they're people who aren't really taxing our social system. They're not on welfare. They're sending their kids to school. They're paying property taxes. They're probably paying more in taxes than a lot of other people. So how is this a bad thing? Isn't that something we should encourage? Don't we want these higher end jobs here in our state?
We do, but we want the kind of companies that really bring jobs. When you look at the high unemployment rate in Nevada, where we need to be focusing is where are the companies that really can bring a lot of jobs? And of course we want the higher end jobs, but we need a lot more numbers than that provides.
Well, it's interesting because there are businesses in this state. Monty Miller, who's been in the news a lot lately, mm-hmm. Runs Key State Corporation, and they actually are a thriving business, acting the same way for Nevada as they do in Delaware, mm-hmm. Of what, hundreds if not thousands of companies that they're managing their businesses here in Nevada.
And they have companies have grown. I mean, it's just not Apple that's here. It's a very, very large amount of businesses in the state. The intangible industry is growing massively, and they're higher paid businesses, higher paid employees and stuff like that. So, you know, what Paul was saying is they have economic opportunities here. They provide for other jobs in other areas, and a lot of ancillary businesses get started because of it.
There are about 50,000 jobs in the financial intangible industry in the state of Nevada. And I think having Apple here, having Microsoft here, that will attract more of those jobs. And those are higher-end jobs that don't have environmental impacts, that don't strain the infrastructure. I mean, I think those are the kind of things we should encourage. Please come to Nevada if you're watching. Apple, all your friends, come here. We're a great place to do business.
Well, you know, if you look at our record about attracting big businesses, it isn't so good in Nevada. And I look as an educator at what we're not able to provide in our state, and we rank the lowest among the states in terms of our K-12 education, our challenges in higher education, the programs have closed and so on. And I think looking at the larger picture about the economy of Nevada and how we turn it around so it really provides a high quality of life for the people in Nevada is the larger picture.
All right,
into
having
which we
those,
need to think
those
about
people
the
come here, having those people come here does ultimately make it better. Having those higher end jobs, having those parents who can afford to send their kids to the good schools, who can afford to take the time to really spend with their kids, I think that is a good thing, and ultimately that will be the rising tide that floats all boats.
We've been talking about that rising tide now for a couple of decades, and it hasn't shown up in Nevada, and I think that's one of the concerns of us, of those of us that care about our economic policies, our tax policies, and whether or not they're really serving the people of Nevada.
But it did show up in Phoenix, Jill, when Phoenix decided to become the financial capital of the West. All of a sudden, the entire metropolitan area of Phoenix grew massively. I was just over there this weekend, and their downtown area and all their economic development through the in the financial industry has been incredibly strong for that state and that city.
And whole. They have a better education record and a workforce record.
They didn't at
the
one point in time.
Things.
I went to school
well,
there.
Well, we keep waiting in Nevada, and it hasn't
You're not
happened
the example
yet.
We should be using. Now, come on, Mary. All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you both very much. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
My reaction? This has nothing to do with seatbelts.
The associates of David Allen.
This is similar to a case that Judy had just a few weeks ago.
Craig is just driving around the block. The guy runs a stop sign, slams into his car door.
The guy fractured Craig's upper and lower left arm.
Injuries he would have had whether he had on seatbelts or not.
And that's why we need a good biomechanical engineer. The guy will show us has nothing to do with seatbelts. Craig needs our help.
David Allen and Associates, concentrating on personal injury cases like yours.
You love that low-cut top for going out at night, but sometimes showing that much cleavage just isn't right. Well, now there's Cami Secret, the new fashion accessory that looks just like a camisole. But watch closely, because here's the real secret. It's designed to attach quickly and easily right to your bra strap. You can even adjust your Cami Secret up or down, so you can decide just how much cleavage you'll show. Unlike regular tank tops that ride up and down, Cami Secret stays securely in place. Machine washable, one size fits all, so don't leave your favorite tops in the closet just because the neckline's too low. Call now and you'll get three Cami Secrets for just $19.99. But call right now and we'll give you three more Cami Secrets free. Just pay additional processing and handling. Yes, you get all six for just $19.99. But hold on, because we're going to cut that price in half. That's right, all six Cami Secrets for just $10. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-607-1209. That's 1-800-607-1209.
You can avoid foreclosure and even get out of debt. Hello, I'm Sean Patterson, a bankruptcy attorney. Once you hire me, I'll start working to help you discharge your credit card debt, stop the harassing phone calls, and in some instances, get rid of a second mortgage and avoid a foreclosure. Take the first step now. For as little as $100 down, I'll start working for you today. Call me, bankruptcy attorney Sean Patterson, and let me put my experience to work for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Gene Humphreys about stuff Nevada is exporting to China.
In a big way. We'll see you.